Hey, hey, welcome back to Marketing Adventure with Jackie Walker. Today is a special episode. I am going to be talking about the Met Gala and all things that make it what it is today. So grab your pencil and your notebook. You're going to want to take notes and listen in on all the fabulous things about the Met Gala. Let me tell you, in researching for this episode, I learned tons of things that I never have known. I took a deep dive into everything that there is to know about the Met Gala, and I'm really excited to share that with you today. And at the end of the episode, you're going to have access to a notes that will have all of this information in there and a special item or resource for your classroom. All right, so come on into the room. Let's go. You're listening to Marketing Adventure, the hub for business, fashion, marketing, and other CTE educators who integrate marketing into the learning experience. I'm your host, Jackie Walker. Each week, I'll cover marketing education concepts, strategies, tips, trends, frameworks, and other information to equip you to connect your classroom to digital natives while cultivating an engaged learning environment. So come on into the room where your favorite beverage, snacks, and even your cell phone are all welcome. As I stated in the beginning, we're going to be talking about the Met Gala. Now, the Met Gala is like the fashion event of the year for celebrities, and it happens every single May, the first Monday in May each year. So if you're not familiar with the Met Gala, let me just run down the history of what the Met Gala is. So its original name was the Costume Institute Benefit. And it is a benefit that is held at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Now, it takes place, like I said, annually, the first Monday in May, and it marks the opening of the Costume Institute's exhibition. It began as the Museum of Costume Art back in 1937. And in 1948, the Met Gala was established by Eleanor Lambert, who was the woman who started the Fashion Weeks in New York. She started this as a fundraiser for the newly founded Costume Institute to mark the opening of its annual exhibit. Over the years, there have been other trustees for the museum. However, Anna Wintour, who is the Chief Content Officer for Condé Nast and also the Global Editorial Director of Vogue. She became a trustee in January of 1999 and has been responsible for this blowing up into this whole fashion event of the year for celebrities. As with all museum and art exhibits, there has to be someone who is the curator over that museum collection. And Andrew Bolton is that curator for the Costume Institute at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And he's been in charge of this for many, many years. Now, the Costume Institute collection consists of over 33,000 objects. They represent seven centuries of fashionable dresses and accessories from the 15th century to present time. And it also includes men, women, and children. The combined collection now constitutes the largest and most comprehensive costume collection in the world. As you can imagine, the Costume Institute does have some key milestones. So in 1946, it merged with the Metropolitan Museum of Art as the Costume Institute, as I had stated, and became a curatorial department in 1959. So that means it became a department that curated fashion items over the years. And that's why the inventory has over 33,000 objects in it. Now, in January of 2009, the Brooklyn Museum transferred its costume collection to the Met, where it is known now as the Brooklyn Museum Costume Collection at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The Met Gala has occurred in consecutive years since 1948, with the exception of 2000, 2002, and in 2020. After the 2020 break, it did reopen in 2021, not in May, but in September of that year. Another notable thing is that in May of 2014, the Costume Institute reopened as the Anna Wintour Costume Center. It comprised the Lizzie and Jonathan Tisch Gallery and the Carl and Iris Barrel Apfel Gallery, which is a state-of-the-art costume conservation laboratory, a study storage facility, and then the Irene Lewison Costume Reference Library, which is one of the world's foremost fashion libraries. Now that we talked about the history, let's just move on into, like, what is the purpose of the Met Gala? Well, the purpose of the Met Gala event is to raise money for the Costume Institute. That is its sole purpose, and they do it very well. Each year, there is a theme to the event, and it never disappoints as to how the celebrities interpret that theme into fashion. Well, this year's theme is called Sleeping Beauties, Awakening Fashion. And of course, it's going to be very interesting to see how that translates to the red carpet. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with Disney, so don't want you to get that confused. The theme actually refers to the fact that the dresses from this year's exhibition have been lying in cases because they're too fragile and special to be worn or even hung up on mannequins. So the museum revealed back in November 8th of 2023, and they stated that the upcoming exhibit will utilize firsthand research, conservation and analysis, and diverse technologies from cutting-edge tools, augmented reality, artificial intelligence, and computer-generated imagery to traditional formats of x-rays and video animation, light projection, and soundscapes to reactivate the sensory capacities of the masterworks in the museum's collection. So it's going to be very exciting to see these things come to life and how they make it so that people can experience the clothing without them being touchable or out on mannequins or how we would normally see clothes exhibited in a museum. So that's going to be very, very interesting. This year's dress code will be the Garden of Time. And that was taken from J.G. Ballard's short story with that very same name, The Garden of Time. So it was going to be very interesting to see how the celebrities and influencers and everyone on the red carpet really takes that theme and that dress code and brings it to life. And I would encourage you, if you have not read up about The Garden of Time, do take a quick read on that. It's pretty interesting. And I think you will enjoy it. Now, Vogue explains that the dress code will be about fleeting beauty, because if you're reading the write-up about the book itself, it talks about, you know, this garden of flowers that are called time flowers. And each time that the owners of the garden snip one of the flowers, it takes them back in time. And I won't even reveal all the rest of it because I want you to go and read about it, but it prevents something from happening. So that's why they want to keep going back in time. So go take a read on that and then look at the Met Gala fashion, the fleeting beauty of it all, to see how they interpret that. Now, of course, the organizer of the Met Gala is Anna Wintour. She doesn't do this all alone, though. She has what we call co-chairs, and those co-chairs help to choose the theme for the evening, which will inspire the outfits and the decorations. They also are among the best dressed for the night, of course, because you can't be a co-chair and not be best dressed, okay? And they also help curate the guest list and the food and the decor for the event. And they play a really big role in publicizing the event before the event and the night of, and they welcome in all of the glamorous guests to the event. Now, the event itself was announced in February of 15th of 2024. They announced the theme for the event, and they also announced who were going to be the co-chairs. So this year's co-chairs are Zendaya. Everybody knows Zendaya. She's an actress and singer. Jennifer Lopez, actress, singer, dancer extraordinaire. Chris Hemsworth, the wonderful actor in those Thor movies, you know. And then Bad Bunny, who I've recently learned about, who is a rapper, Puerto Rican rapper, singer, and record producer. And they also have some honorary chairs, who is Shu Chu, the chief executive officer of TikTok, who is one of the major sponsors for the Met Gala, and also Jonathan Anderson, who is the creative director of Louis. So the hosts that we will see on the live streams and on the red carpet are going to be from Vogue and, of course, a lot of other media outlets. But Vogue is the official live stream company who will be talking to the celebrities and the guests as they come up the red carpet. And the host for Vogue is going to be Ashley Graham, Lala Anthony, and Gwendolyn Christie. Now, Emma Chamberlain will be returning this year to interview the celebrities from the red carpet as well. And where can you watch this? Well, you can watch the Met Gala live streamed from Vogue.com and from E! On the E! Network. And I'm pretty sure there are going to be plenty other outlets that will also stream the Met Gala red carpet, but check with your local stations. Now, the sponsors, as I mentioned before, for the event are TikTok and Loewe, and some additional support has been provided by Condé Nast. Hey, adventurous educator. I just want to take a quick break to ask, is this your first time teaching fashion? I have a program that will be available in the fall of 2024. It will provide a scope of resources to help you create and implement a successful fashion show. It's something I've wanted to do for years. Because a fashion show has so many moving parts. And of course, when you're managing students who are responsible for implementing the show, it really is a project management responsibility. Now, this program will contain video and audio modules, as well as a project management framework, proprietary documents for management in all areas of the responsibilities, signature model call framework, an outline for creating your fashion show Bible, a media kit framework, real examples of my productions, and highlights of my student-led fashion shows, and so much more. Now stay tuned for the early bird invitation to access the program. I look forward to having you access that. And I also look forward to hearing about your fashion show productions and seeing them on Instagram. So be sure to connect with me at Marketing Adventure so I can see all of the wonderful work that you're doing with your program. Now, once the guests, the celebrities, leave the red carpet, what happens? What goes on at the Met Gala event? That's a great question. The first thing that the celebrities and guests do when they go into the Met, they actually get to have a cocktail hour in which they mix and mingle and actually visit the exhibit. So they are the first people who get to see the Costume Institute's exhibit for the year. And then they're seated for dinner. And after or during dinner, they have entertainment. Now, I have searched high and low to find out who the entertainment is for this year. And I came to a conclusion myself that it must be a surprise and they don't actually reveal that until the night of. And I got confirmation on that. So we don't know who the entertainment is going to be for 2024. But they've had a variety of high-profile entertainers, Rihanna, all these various people. So it's going to be pretty exciting to find out who the entertainer is this year. The exhibit is going to be on display from May 10th through September 2nd of 2024. There are going to be approximately 250 garments and accessories that span over 400 years that are going to be on display. And it will feature pieces from Philip Lim, Stella McCartney, Connor Ives, Elsa, Schiaparelli, Yves Saint Laurent, Christian Dior, Givenchy, and other fashion creators. It's going to be structured around approximately 50 historical pieces, including an Elizabethan bodice and a silk satin ball gown from 1877. Now, the Sleeping Beauties will be on display. Remember the clothing that cannot be touched or put on a mannequin because they're too delicate. They're going to be on display in glass coffins, while an illusion technique known as Pepper's Ghost, in which an image of an object is projected so it appears to be in front of its viewers, will bring some of the beauties back to life. That's the awakening. So that is going to be so interesting. I actually really want to hop on a plane and go to New York and visit the exhibit myself. To date, the benefit has raised over $220 million. Last year alone, it raised $22 million. So that benefit covers a lot and pays for all of the needs that the Institute has to do the work that it does for the fashion, running the museum, and everything. Now, you may wonder, how much does it actually cost to attend this event? Because we know it's raising money, so there has to be a cost to be there, right? And there is. Back in 1948, it started out as only $50 to attend the event. Now, I can tell you, last year it says that it costs $30,000 to $50,000 per person to attend the event. It is recently stated in the New York Times that it is going to cost anywhere from $75,000 per person or $350,000 for a table at 2024's event. Wow, that is a lot of money, but of course, it's going towards a benefit to fund the art museum or the Costume Institute. Now, this is a pretty large event, and it is going to have approximately 400 guests there. Apart from actors and singers, there are athletes, models. There's even been royalty in the past. Even Princess Diana herself attended the event in 1996. And the gala is one of the many annual benefits held for New York charitable institutions. In the early times, before it became really a celebrity event. It was an event that was really attended by members of New York high society, or the city's fashion industry. But again, since Anna Wintour has become the trustee, the organizer of the event, it has really turned into a really big fashion celebrity event of the year. You can learn a lot about the Met Gala by watching the documentary called First Monday in May. I watched that and it gave me so much insight into the behind the scenes planning of this major event. You should take a look at that. When I saw it, it was on Netflix. I know you can go to YouTube and rent it. So just check out on any of the platforms that you may be using for live streaming or just streaming movies and see if you can find it. It is a great watch. It is something that would be great for your class to watch. Moving on to the carpet. Now the carpet, if you ever watch the red carpet event, the carpet is one of the show-stopping things of the whole event. Not the people on the carpet, but the carpet itself. So the carpet has really become a big thing. If you look at pictures from the Met Gala on back to like the late 1900s into the early 2000, you will see that there was no carpet. It was just the concrete and it didn't look good. And then they started adding, I think it was about 2010 when they started adding just the red carpet on the top of the stairs. And then like a few years later, they started putting a red carpet down to fill all of the stairs with red carpet. And it became a little bit more glamorous. Now, this was about the time that Anna Wintour took over. And it became a little bit more glamorous looking. And then over the years, you've seen the carpet be revealed every single year as to what the design is going to be. And it has really brighten up that experience of the red carpet and having the media on each side of the stairs and really just become like a background for all of the costumes and outfits that the people are wearing who are on the red carpet. I have gone and researched all of those different carpet looks over the years, and there's a resource that you will have access to that will outline everything that I've been talking about, and it'll have an outline of the various years that the carpet has changed and looks of the carpet and some celebrities that are on the carpet. So be sure to access that at the end of this episode. Just to give you some tidbits about the carpet though, it is made by a guy who does carpet for special events out of New Jersey. It's called the Flemington Department Store. And his name is Ted. And he has done the carpet for the Met Gala for years. And he says that the carpet is about 63,000 square feet. It's like 7,000 by 9, which makes it 63,000 square feet. And he said it generally takes about 12 to 15 people to actually install it. And it's made of Cecil fiber, which is taken from an agave cactus. And because it is a strong fiber and can withstand a lot of traffic, that's the reason why they use that. And it comes from overseas in India and is imported into America, where they actually take that and then they paint it whatever theme or design they are doing for the year. Now, he couldn't reveal very much about what the carpet is going to look like this year, but he said it has something to do with a ribbon. So it's going to be interesting to see that. Now, there is a video that I have linked in my resource that takes you to that conversation that New York Live had with the guy who actually makes the carpet for the fashion show. Now, I could go on and on and on talking about the Met Gala. It's just so exciting. It's so entertaining. And I just love everything that it's about. The fashion, the planning, the design, just everything. But I must stop here because this would be hours long if I stayed here talking. But I do want to let you know that I do have a resource for you to use with your students so that they can take a deep dive into the Met Gala and find out some history, fashion information, and all of that good stuff. It is a resource that would allow them to select a particular year of the Met Gala. So they all should have a different year of the Met Gala that they select and actually do the research on that particular year and present their information and their findings to the class. So there's a really great way to get them looking at that, researching, writing, and oral presentation. It covers all of that. So you can find that in the link below or in my show notes. And also don't forget to get that resource that's going to outline everything that I've talked about today and have the pictures and the dates and everything about the carpet. So grab that while you can. I do thank you for being here with me on Marketing Adventure, and I look forward to chatting with you again. Until then, have a wonderfully blessed day.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Adventure. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share this episode with someone you think would benefit from the information shared here today. If you have any questions or want to connect with me, find me on Instagram at Marketing Adventure. All links and resources discussed in this episode can be found in the show notes at marketingadventure.com.